Hello, on this part of the lesson, we're going to read Megillat Esther. You're invited to join us. You can find the Megillah on the internet. Megillat Esther. In the days of Ahasuerus, and the Ahasuerus who ruled from Hodu to Kush, 120 countries, in those days, as the Ahasuerus sat on the throne, on the third year to his crownship, he had a feast, and he invited everyone, and when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty, many days, even 140 days. And when these days were fulfilled, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan, that the castle, both great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden, the king's palace.
There were hangings of white fine cotton and blue bordered with cords fine linen and purple upon silver rods and pillars of marble. The couches were of gold and silver upon a pavement of green and white and shell and onyx marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the bounty of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, force, so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to the king Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizeta, Harbona, Bigta, and Abakta, Zehar, and Karkas, the seven chamberlains that ministered the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by the chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men who knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all the new law and judgment. And the next unto him was Karshena, Shetar, Admata, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Mamukan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face and saw that first in the kingdom, and sat first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to law, for as much as she has not done the bidding of the king? And Memucan answered before the king and the princess Vashti, the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the peoples that are in the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen will come abroad unto all women to make their husbands contemptible in their eyes. When it will be said, the king commanded Vashti, the queen, to be brought before him, but she came not. And this day will the princess of Persia and Media, who have heard of the deed of the queen, say the like unto all the king's princes, so will there be arise enough contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go forth a royal commandment before him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus, and that king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which we shall make, shall be published throughout all the kingdoms of great, through all the wives will give her husbands honor, both to great and small. Chapter 2. After those things, when the king's wrath And they brought Hadassah. Now in Shushan Palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordechai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimi, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with the Yohaniah, king of Judah, from Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Hester, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordechai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. It came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought unto the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness from him, and she speedily gave her things for purification with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were made to be given to her. Esther had not shewed her people, not her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not shew it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn to come into the king's Ahasuerus, after she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of the purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of women. And thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desired was given to her, to go with her out of the house of the women's unto king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned to the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheshgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came into the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now the turn of Esther came, daughter of Abihail and uncle Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, should come to into the king. He required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus, unto his house royal in the 10th month, which was the month of Tevet, in the 7th year of the reign. And king loved Esther above all women, and she obtained the grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that she set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, and Esther, even Esther's feast. And she made a release to the province and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, when Mordecai sat in the king's gate, and Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her. In those days Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Two of the king's chamberlains, Biktan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king, Ahasuerus. And the king was known to Mordecai, who was told it, and the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it to Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore they were both hanged, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles. After these things, the king Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hamadatta the Agagi, and advanced him and set his seat above all princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, "Why transgressed you the king's commandment?" Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, Haman was full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for he had showed him the people of Mordecai. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the nation of Ahasuerus. In the first month, that is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pool, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. And Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in the provinces of thy kingdom." And neither they keep the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay them 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, and the Jews' enemy, Haman the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto him, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems to good to you." Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the month, of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, to cause, to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing of the commandment to be given in every province were published to all the people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. Chapter 4. When Mordechai perceived all that was done, Mordechai rent his clothes and put on a sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. And he came before the king's gate, for none might enter the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province whatsoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning upon the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordechai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a command to Mordechai to know what it was and why it was. And Hatach went forth to Mordechai, which was onto the street of the city, and Mordechai told him all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pray to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree, and to show it to Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatach came and told Esther the words of Mordechai. Again Esther spoke to Hatach and gave him commandment unto Mordechai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether men or women, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter. He may live, but I have not been called into the king's palace for 30 days. And they told Mordechai Esther's words. Then Mordechai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that I shall escape the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holds thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether you are come to the kingdom for such time as this?" Then Esther bade them return to Mordechai this answer: "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast you for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king's palace, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish." So Mordechai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in her inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. And Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, "What will you, Queen Esther, and what is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." And Esther answered, "If it seem good to the king, let the king and Haman come this day into a banquet that I have prepared for him." The king said, "Cause Haman to make haste, and he may do as Esther has." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition? It shall be given to you. And that is, what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom it shall be performed." And Esther answered, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Then went Haman forth and that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordechai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordechai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. And Haman said, moreover, "Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared by myself, and tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so as long as I see Mordechai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, "Let gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordechai may be hanged thereon. Then go merrily with the king unto the banquet, and the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. On that night, the king could not sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordechai had told of Bigtana and Teresh, the two king's chamberlains, who keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on the king's Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity has been done to Mordechai this?" They said, "The king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordechai on the gallows he had prepared. And the king's servant said unto him, "Behold, Haman is standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." Haman came in, and the king said unto him, "What shall be done unto the man whom the king delights in his honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself?" And Haman answered to the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head. And let his apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may address the man with whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on the horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou said, and do even so to Mordechai, the Jew that sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken." Then Haman took the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordechai and brought him on horseback through the street of the city and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor." And Mordechai came again to the king's gate, but Haman hastened to his house mourning and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, "If Mordechai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him." And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. Chapter 7. And the king said unto Haman, said again unto Esther on the second day of the banquet, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom." Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if I please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, and I and my people to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." Then the king Ahasuerus answered, Who is he, and where is he, that dares presume in his heart to do so?" And Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." And Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, rising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed wherein Esther was. Then said the king, "Will he force the queen also before me in the house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, "Behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordechai, who spoke good for the king, stands in his house of Haman." Then the king said, "Hang him thereon." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. On that day did the king Ahasuerus, chapter 8, on that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordechai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordechai. And Esther set Mordechai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman, the Agagi, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and said, "If it please the king, and if I have favor in his sight, and the thing seemed right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are all in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordechai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write you also for the Jews, as you like, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribe called at that time in the third month, that is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordechai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the rulers of the province, which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces unto every province, according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post on horseback, and riders on mules, and camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for prey, upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. The copy of the writing for the commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan Palace. And Mordechai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. And the Jews was light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whatsoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Now in the 12th, chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. And all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies and officers of the king helped the Jews because the fear of Mordechai fell upon them. For Mordechai was great in the king's house, and his name fame went out throughout all the provinces, for the man Mordechai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshandata, and Dalfon, and Natspata, and Porata, and Adalia, and Aridata, and Parmashta, and Arisa, and Aridai, and Vaizata. The 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamdata, the enemy of the Jews, they slew. But on the spoil they lay not their hand. On that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, The Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition? And it shall be granted to you. And what is your request further? And it shall be done. And said Esther, If it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to the day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king's commanded it to be so, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month of Adar, and they slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's province gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were in Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th day, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month of Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day, and of sending portions to one another. And Mordechai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in the province of the king Ahasuerus, both near and far, to establish this among them that they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy and of sending portions to one another and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun and as Mordechai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hamdata, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pool, that is, the lot, to be consumed them, and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name Pur, the lot. Therefore, for all the words of his letter, and of that which they had been concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews obtained and ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, in every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, daughter of Abihail, and Mordechai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordechai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoyed them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matter of the fasting and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. And the king of Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land, and upon the isles of the sea. And all the acts of his power and of his might and the declaration of the greatness of Mordechai, whereunto the king advanced him, they are not written in the book of the Chronicles. Are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordechai the Jew was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed.
ומרדכי יצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכות ועטרת זהב. ומרדכי יצא מלפני המלך שושן צהלה ושמחה, ליהודים הייתה הוראה ושמחה, הוראה ושמחה וששון ועיקר, ליהודים הייתה הוראה ושמחה, הוראה ושמחה וששון ועיקר. ומרדכי יצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכות ועטרת זהב. ומרדכי יצא מלפני המלך והעיר שושן צהלה ושמחה, ליהודים הייתה הוראה ושמחה, הוראה ושמחה וששון ועיקר, ליהודים הייתה הוראה ושמחה, הוראה ושמחה וששון ועיקר.
משימה יומית בבקשה.
Daily task please. Today, with us on duty were Russia, Moscow, Mexico, Toluca, the number 9, Ukraine, Zaporozhny, and Japan, and the Ravadim group. And the daily task is every friend puts on Mordechai's mask and performs one action in order to ignite the hearts of the friends. Together will evoke the desire to attain the end of correction. Again, every friend puts on Mordechai's mask, doing one thing, igniting the hearts of the friends. Together will awaken the desire to achieve the end of correction. L'chaim. Two announcements. Those are our lesson. Today at 6 p.m., And friends from all over Israel are invited to a special festive lesson tomorrow at 2:45 a.m. In order to coordinate, please contact us. And let's sing.
בשדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים הארץ